November 4th, morning translation.
So Sri Guruji is saying, yesterday we finished commentary on Sri Damodara Astakam, but still at our Kartik Vrat, we will continue the chanting every morning. But from now on, the morning time, we will hear from Sri Thakur Bhaktivinod, Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Especially those who desire to perform bhajan, they should understand what is this bhajan rahasya. Rahasya means confidential or secret thing. So we should hear very carefully and try to understand what is bhajan rahasya, the confidential truths of bhajan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, has written 8 verses. That is Sri Sikshastik. In this bhajan rahasya, there is an explanation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda of this Sikshastikam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Krishna's pastimes are divided into 8 divisions or 8 yam, asta yam. In the daytime there are 3, in the nighttime there are also 3, and in the sandhyas, in the joining of morning and in the morning time and the evening time, there is also 2. So 3 plus 3 plus 2 is 8 yams. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their siddha deha, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastimes and engage in service to them. Deva, how to do? That is all explained in this bhajan rahasya. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Nisant Lila, Pratakal, Purvana, Madhyan Lila, Sayan Lila, Pradosh Lila, Naisa Lila, and then again Nishanta Lila. So just as there are 8 verses of Chikshastikam, as there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there have also been 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we've been hearing Adol Shraddha Tathasana Sangha. First there is Shraddha or faith. By that faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru and begins the process of devotion, which is called the bhajana kriya. By that bhajana kriya, one experiences anatta nivritti, or cessation of disturbing elements. What is anatta? Anatta. Atta means which is valuable. Anatta, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna's service, that is the real anatta. That manifests in conception of I am mine. I am this body and what belongs to this body in terms of wife, wealth, children, house, this belongs to me. It is for my enjoyment. This is the root of all anattas. By this we think, by accumulating money, I will be happy. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake, because snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kuvera, sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even 1 rupee with us, what to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever we do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of Bhagawan. We should have no attachment, and this attachment is the root cause of all other anattas or unwanted desires. Therefore, after anatta nivritti comes nishta, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashakti, attachment, bhava bhakti, then the phone went up, I couldn't hear, then viraha, then some vipralabha prem, then sambodha, meeting. Therefore, by hearing very carefully this bhajan rahasya, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things, especially the Astakali Lila of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, hear, and not only hear, but try to understand the subject matter and try to enter it. In a flowing river that is also called a dhara, the current. Therefore, what water is there today now, after 2 or 3 days will go anywhere, even to Allahabad, Prayag, means it always moving. Therefore, our bhajan should be like this. It should always be progressing. Therefore, we should try and understand whether really our nathas are going, is nistha appearing? Are we still maintaining attachment to women? Do we have taste in taking the name or in hearing Harikatha? If one has developed attachment to hearing Harikatha, then definitely all anathas or unwanted desires will be completely destroyed. Then after this, one will easily achieve Bhava Bhakti. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may have Guru Nishtha and performing the limbs of devotion, we are not improving. Then it could be the fault is in the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru. In that case, one should take shelter of a high class of Shiksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is okay, and still we are not advancing, then must be the hole is in us, the fault is in us. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily progress towards the stage of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, this Bhava Bhakti is most difficult to achieve. And having achieved the stage of Bhava Bhakti, all these unwanted anathas and desires will never return. Therefore, hear and try to follow nicely and carry this with us, with you always in your hearts.
Thank you.